time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at Steinway Hall in New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce is playing the Steinway Spirio R Concert Grand with this week's Piano Puzzler. As he does every week, Bruce will take a familiar tune. He'll rewrite it in the style of a great classical composer. We've got a caller on the line. We'll see if our caller can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Brandon Martin is on the line from Minneapolis. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Bruce.
Brandon, what's your musical background?
Sure. So I'm primarily a choral musician, musical theater performer, actor. I also compose and arrange and conduct. So music is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. And so a lot of choral work. Is there a particular group you're working with at the moment?
Yes. So I am currently working with a group called Contus, and they're based out of Minneapolis. And I'm very excited to be working with them.
Fantastic vocal ensemble based in Minneapolis for years. Yeah, Contus. Well, can't wait to hear what comes out of your partnership with Contus. And I can't wait to hear what Bruce has for you right here, right now. He'll play the Piano Puzzler. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And Brandon, I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve today either. So if you happen to get stuck, I'm here for you to try to brainstorm on this together, if need be, okay?
All right.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
That was so cool.
Brandon,
that was the coolest mashup ever.
Brandon, what'd you hear?
Okay, so I'm a big nerd. So I think I heard Rite of Spring mixed with Eleanor Rigby.
Well, exactly. Those were the two things. Yes, Rite of Spring, actual quotes, and Eleanor Rigby.
So name the composer Bruce has in mind?
Igor Stravinsky,
and his ballet music for The Rite of Spring, interpolated and interwoven with, it's pretty hilarious, the way it came together with Eleanor Rigby, the Beatles tune.
I have to say, what something hit me that this opening of The Rite of Spring.
Yeah, the opening bassoon line from Rite of Spring.
And this. Somehow I thought they really belong together. And there's no place that they would ever be together, except on a Piano Puzzler.
Yay! Yeah.
And I'd love to hear this all the way through. And the beginning, they're almost in counterpoint.
Yes. And the other thing is that the tune is completely clear, except all the harmonies are from the octatonic mode, which Stravinsky uses a lot in The Rite of Spring.
And And for music nerds, octatonic is not major scale, it's not minor scale, it's this unusual scale where you go whole step, half step, whole step, half step. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it gives you a lot of great jazzy harmonies, actually.
Okay, Bruce, can we hear this once more?
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many little references that spin out here and there, and suddenly it's the Beatles, and suddenly it's Stravinsky, and they're back and forth in the same time. Ah, oh, that's fantastic.
It really was a puzzle this time. it's a crossword puzzle, practically.
Yeah.
Or a jigsaw puzzle, I think. Yeah.
Jigsaw puzzle in music, yeah. Eleanor Rigby, the Beatles tune, in the style of The Rite of Spring, the ballet by Igor Stravinsky. And Brandon, well done. You named the tune, you named the composer, no hesitation. Great job.
Thank you so much. And thank you, guys. I always enjoy the puzzlers. They're just fascinating. They're so well-crafted. So thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. And really and truly, I'm looking forward to hearing what you and Kontus put together. Great vocal ensemble, super creative, bringing in all kinds of different musical influences and really interesting concert presentations. Well, I can't wait to see you and Kontus together. Brandon Martin calling from Minneapolis, playing this week's Piano Puzzler. Brandon, thank you so much. Great to have you.
Thank you once again.
And Bruce, great to be doing Piano Puzzlers from Steinway Hall in New York City. Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Such a creative thinker. I don't know how he does it, but I love the way Bruce Adolph's brain works. You know, if you've ever been curious how composers come up with their ideas, check out a podcast called Composer's Datebook. It's a new 5-minute episode every single day. John Burge focuses on a different composer each day, from people like Mozart and Beethoven to wonderful composers of our time. I give this podcast 5 stars. Look for Composer's Datebook wherever you get your podcasts.